Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. Our goal for the show is threefold: to inform people so that they can learn all about the great work that the nonprofit we're highlighting is doing, and also to inspire and impact our listening audience by sharing all the positive ways the nonprofit is making a difference out in the community. We're told that there are times when someone is so impressed and inspired by what they hear that they decide they want to be a part of the impact and find a way to make a difference themselves in some way. That's what we're hoping for. My guests today are great examples of this. These sisters are both involved with an organization called the Optimist Club. I mean, come on, we're all about positivity and optimism here at EIG, right? What a great organization to bring awareness to. They loved so many things about the Optimist Club, and they were inspired by the impact they're making that they wanted to be a part of it. Welcome to the show today, Leanne Pomeroy and Susie Gummo. We're looking forward to hearing about why you love the Optimist Club so much. So thanks for being here today to share the mission and your stories.
Thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
You are welcome. So you gals learned about some of the great things the Optimist Club was involved in, and you wanted to be a part of it. So start by telling us a little more about the club and why you joined.
All right. Well, I am Leanne Pomeroy, and I am a charter member of the Sussex, Lannan, Lisbon, and Butler Optimist Club, and I'm the current secretary. Why I joined is because a few community members on my street in Lisbon, and they were members of the Menominee Falls Optimist Club. And so we decided that we would charter our own to support the Hamilton School District. So we do lots of things to impact the Hamilton School District children and youth, to impact our community.
And you had mentioned, or before we started recording here, we were talking about the reach. This is a national, actually it's a global organization, right?
Yes, we are in 20 countries. We have over 3,000 chapters and over 80,000 members.
So there's a lot of optimists out there.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful. Susie, what about you? I mean, I just really liked all the different things that you can do. So tell us why you got involved.
I got involved because my business in Sussex wanted to, you know, do more things. So we're a friend of the Optimist. And I got involved because I enjoy, you know, what their funds go to, going to the local schools, the different clubs, the robotics club, the theater, the arts, the band, the college scholarships programs. They have oratorical contest where the kids do speeches, and it can go all the way up to the national level. And these kids can get real money for college.
$25,000 for the oratorical and essay contests.
Nice.
So those are actually open right now, so they close soon. But it's every winter that we do those.
Okay. So you've got a global reach, and you've also got a bunch of different ways that you're making a difference through the Optimist Club. How many members does a club have right now? I think you said something like...
We have like 40 members right now, and okay, it is kind of a you know, ebb and flow of membership, which is great. But the members we have are fantastic, And they are, you know, just me. I'm a single girl with no children. And then there's also, you know, parents of several high school age children or grandparents, these people that just want to impact the community positively.
Okay, so we have, I think you said, what, 80,000 plus globally, which is quite the impact. And then there are different Optimist clubs around the state?
Around the state and, okay. Yes.
And so you in this immediate area have 40 members, which is good for a little small, you know, local community.
Correct.
Who are you looking to have join you?
Anyone who wants to make a difference in their community. If you're sitting home in the, and you feel that need to help your community and make an impact with children, it's great to come and volunteer with us, even if it's just a brat fry or if it's helping out with a car show. You know, just come out and volunteer with us and see if you like us, because we do have speakers that come into our meetings at Hamilton, and we also have different activities that we like to do in partnerships with, like, the Cardinal Baseball, things like that. So there are lots of things in the community we like to partner up with.
Okay, so let's say somebody is interested in a one-and-done. They could do that. And then there are you have something that actually some other nonprofits have as well, and it's called the Friend Of Program, which is sometimes a separate organization from the nonprofit itself, like the Friends of Milwaukee Museum, the Friends of the Historical Society, Friends of the Milwaukee Library, you know, on and on. Tell us what a Friend of the Optimist Club is.
So Friend of the Optimist is the business membership. So it's an annual fee of $160. You can come to the meetings or you can just help out at some of the events. So if you want to, you know, do a one-time basket donation or just help out with monetary, help out buying the brats or helping out buying the meat for the meat raffles or, you know, helping out just with one event, car shows, brat fries, popcorn truck, bowling, events, you know, meat raffles. We need people to help, you know, fund those events as well as getting the funding from the community that those, you know, that raises. So, you know, if you want to do a one and done or have an annual membership, it's up to you.
So someone could become an individual friend, but what you're really looking for are those businesses that can really dive in and say, you know, this is how we want to get involved. This is how we want to make an impact.
Yeah, a Friend of the Optimist may actually host a event. So we have Dobbers and Lannan. They host our meat raffles. We also have another tavern in Butler, Cardinal Club. They are hosting our meat raffles as well. But also we have some other Friends of the Optimist, like a private investigator, Diane L. Matuzak. So she is our founding member and our charter lead. So she is also a past governor of the Optimist Club for the Swiss District, which is the Southwest Wisconsin district. But she is just a one-time foo, so she just pays her yearly, and then she herself is a member, so she's at all of our events, and she does she does the check-in for the car show, so she does a lot of fun things with us. We also do things like in Lisbon, they all have their Christmas programs and they all have their, you know, Easter Bunny, Easter Egg Extravaganza, Lisbon Fest, all those things. So even if it's just pulling a two-hour shift, you know, that's what some businesses can do. Otherwise, that's our members do that.
Okay. So yeah, you need anybody and everybody that is interested, whether they're an individual or a corporation, but obviously we realize that businesses can make that much bigger of an impact. But lots of ways that you can get involved in the Optimist Club locally or in your city, so you want to check them out. Many nonprofits rely on these friends, quite literally, for sponsorships, volunteering, and advocating purposes like Leanne and Susie are talking about here. Stay tuned because after our short commercial break, Susie is going to share a little bit more about her involvement as a FOO member. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking with Leanne Pomeroy and Susie Gummo, two sisters who loved the mission of the Optimist Club and decided to get involved in various ways. So, Susie, you own Natural Therapeutics Wellness in Sussex, which is where I go for my massages, by the way. Thank you very much. Share with us what your FOO membership has done for your business.
Well, my FOO membership, I was got the honor of becoming the FOO member of the year in 2023. And that was a great honor because I didn't even expect it. I didn't think just, you know, giving raffle baskets and just being there was a lot. But the president that year just touched me so much by telling me, you know, really, we couldn't do this without businesses giving, you know, their $50 to $200 raffle baskets. And, you know, just me giving a gift certificate for a massage or any service or product that these people want doesn't always cost me that much. But the impact of that $200 raffle basket on this community when you're buying those little tickets is hundreds more dollars than what that costed you.
So, and we talk about giving time, talents, resources. So you're doing all of those.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, by those new clients coming in, most of the people that get my gift certificates, they're new clients. I've never met them before. A lot of them don't know that we even existed, and we've been there for 9 years. So I get those calls every single day, and it's always like, you know what? That's great because I love being that hidden gem in Sussex. But yeah, you know, doing and volunteering. I love the volunteering that I get to do. Mainly, my big volunteering every year is the car show, and I got to work with the robotics kids because one of the things that the Optimists really make them do is they have to earn their scholarships for the robotics team. They had to do so many volunteer hours at this event to be able to get the scholarship for their group. I know the wrestlers were there picking up trash. The robotics team was there helping me out with raffles. And it's just, you know, it's great to see these kids get involved was something they get benefit out of. So them getting the benefits out of this, and it's not for free, that's teaching them something too. So that's what I love about this organization, that they're teaching these kids, you don't get something in for free in life either.
Right.
You need something. And yes, it's brought me clients, but that's not what I'm in it for.
Yeah, you don't do it for the business that you get. It just is kind of a byproduct of, you know, people want to work with people that they like. They want to work with people they trust.
Yep.
And you are building these relationships by getting involved and volunteering, offering your time, your talents, your resources. People get to know you and they say, hey, I really like Susie. Oh my goodness, she has a business. I could use a massage. Who can't use a massage?
Right.
Mine's tonight. And they're wonderful. I just had one yesterday. It was great. So they say, okay, you've helped us in this way. Now let us, you know, help you out in some way and let us become a client or share with other people that you have this great business in Sussex and this is how you're helping in the community, right?
Absolutely. And it has helped, you know, not just, you know, myself, but there's been other people that have worked at my business that they've become members of the Optimist because they were new to the area and they didn't know how to meet people because just being a part of an organization, you meet people and it means something. Like, they need people to work at those brat fries. They need people to, you know, sit and take money at things. You know, they just need volunteers. And, you know, and to sometimes people are introverts and not getting out there and they don't know how to start.
Right.
So really, they help you get a place to start. Being a drop-off site is another way that my business has helped, you know, the community. You know, it's really cool that, you know, they did the
community baby shower.
Yeah, the community baby shower, and they had a drop-off site for all those baby products. And our mom was out there, you know, with her little cart with all this overflowing baby products in her old-fashioned stroller,
carriage.
It was just amazing.
During Lions Day's parade, too. Yes. It was so fantastic. So we all got to sit together.
You're right on Maine. And so people can go by and they're like, what is this? I don't know anything about it. Let's learn a little bit more about it. And what I like is you set a leadership example by getting involved. Because, like you said, there's people that they want to get involved somehow. They just don't know where to start. They have to find some project, some common interest to get involved in something. And this is a way that they can do it because you guys have a lot of different things going on. Leanne, you are also a Foo business member.
Correct.
Tell us about what you do and your business.
I have a not-for-profit dog rescue called Good Dogs Go Home. It is a home-based, foster-based animal rescue. So we pull animals from Wisconsin shelters. We bring them home. We rehab them. We vet them. And then we find them their forever homes. So that is, we are a member. I pay the $160 yearly fee. And then Good Dogs Go Home is advertised at different events. And then for Hot Rods on Hampton, for instance, I'll pay an extra $100 for a yard sign the week before the event to be on Hampton in Butler.
Okay.
So, but the dog rescue is just something that people don't know it's there.
And
so,
where are you located?
We're in Sussex, and I have also foster homes in Waukesha, Milwaukee, New Berlin, and in Green Bay, actually, too.
Wow, your reach is out there.
Wisconsin.
Well, that's awesome. Okay, so you have a big event that you're involved in called Hot Rods on Hampton. So tell us about that, because I know, Susie, when I first met you, you were telling me about how you were involved in that, and you're super excited to talk about it. So
yeah,
share why you're so excited about
Hot
that
Rods
event.
On Hampton is probably one of the bigger car shows that is around, and most people don't know that it is a fundraiser. It's probably the Optimus' biggest fundraiser
it
of the year.
It will be this year.
And when you say big, excuse me, but when you say big, I had no idea. We did our first car show here at Ellen Becker last year, and it was a success, but nowhere near the size. Weren't you telling me
we
like 700
No,
cars,
this one had 380 cars this past year.
Wow.
Landon Cars on Main this past year had, and it was a rain out almost, they had 600, but the year before they had almost 1,000 cars at the car show.
I can't even wrap my mind around that. The best space that's needed for that.
Yeah, Hot Rods on Hampton shuts down Hampton between 124th and 127th. South to Derby, and we closed down the whole street, so that's a lot of expense for the police and the barricades, and then we have 70 volunteers for that event. We could probably use some more, just saying.
And cars, check it out.
So there's a lot of car enthusiasts. We also work with Abate, which is a motorcycle group that's for the freedom to ride their motorcycles. So big bikers always help with security and parking, let me tell you. It's a good thing to have some bikers involved.
And so you're saying Hot Rods on Hampton is the biggest event that the Optimist Club is involved in.
Sussex, Land, and Lisbon Butler will use that as our biggest fundraiser, and it is always the Sunday after Labor Day. It will not change. There will not be a rain out ever again, and there will not be a rain date either.
Okay.
So it's always the Sunday after Labor Day.
All right. Well, and this is something that people can go to your website and get further information on, and we'll share that in a minute. But what would you two optimists from the Optimist Club say is your call to action for our listening audience today?
We need more volunteers. We need more members. We need more business members. We need people to come out and support our events in the community. If you are not in Sussex, Lannan, Lisbon, or Butler, feel free to go to the Optimist International website and put your information in there, and they will match you with a club. Or if you're just outside, we've got members in Hubertus, got members in New Berlin, so come on in. If you want to join us because we're a great group, you come on in and join us.
The sisters are a lot of fun, I'm telling you. You can get involved with the Sussex, Lisbon,
Lannan,
and
Butler.
Okay. And so tell people how they get to you. What is there, a phone number, a website?
Feel free to go to our Facebook page, SLLB Optimists, so you can look at our group there and see what we're doing.
So that's for Sussex,
Lannan,
Lisbon, Butler.
Yes.
SLLB. Okay. All right. So check that out. Do you want to throw out any emails or numbers, or is that the best place to go for?
You can go there, or feel free to send me an email, gooddogsgohome@yahoo.com. I can get you all the information because I am on the board. Or if you want more information about the dogs, go there too.
All right, for sure. Or you can reach out to Susie if you have any questions about, you know, anything that she talked about, or you're curious about her business, Natural Therapeutics Wellness in Sussex. Susie, do you want to throw out a website for Natural Therapeutics?
NaturalTherapeuticsWI.com.
Okay. All right. Well, sisters, Leanne Pomeroy and Susie Gummo, thank you for being here today and sharing your passion for the Optimist Club. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We usually talk about collaboration and partnerships and the importance of them for nonprofits to advance their mission. Stay tuned to hear about another nonprofit that the Optimists work with to make an impact in our community. We'll be right back after a short commercial break.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And my next guest today is Beth Enneking, who is the Executive Director from the Alliance of Wisconsin Animal Rehoming Efforts, or AWARE. We will just say AWARE going forward because that's a mouthful. Welcome to the show today, Beth.
Thank you, and thank you, Jill and EIG, for having me here.
You are welcome. Also, Leanne Pomeroy is going to stick around because of her involvement with this group, so she'll have some input as well as we go along. So, Beth, give us some history and background of AWARE.
Sure. So, AWARE was founded in 2002 by a group of animal advocates in the state of Wisconsin involved in shelter and rescue. And at that time, there was a great need for rescue and shelter to connect. So AWARE became a nonprofit and is basically an umbrella organization that sits over shelter and rescue in the state of Wisconsin to help bring communication, education, and opportunities for those groups to communicate and collaborate.
And why did you get involved? What was it about? I mean, first of all, share their mission, and then maybe tell us why their mission meant so much to you that you wanted
right.
to get involved.
The mission of AWARE is to foster cooperative relationships amongst animal welfare and organizations to improve the lives of companion animals throughout the state of Wisconsin. So our focus is animals in Wisconsin. We try to promote adoption, wellness, advocacy, rescue, and education. So I got involved 9 years ago with AWARE as a vendor at one of their at the Pet Expo. I was doing animal imaging on the marketing side, working with WVRC in Waukesha, mm-hmm. and I felt the passion, and I knew it was something that I wanted to get involved with. When I understood that this event was a fundraiser and that it was benefiting animals in the state, I said this is something I wanted to do. So. I just simply asked the team, and I said, how can I help? And so I started as a volunteer, and volunteered for 2 years on the team. And we had a change with our director. She was ready to move on to something different. So they asked me to step in and be the promoter for the show.
That's the type of person you want, right? That says, absolutely. How can I help? Open-ended mm-hmm. question. Again, time, talents, resources, or, you know, all of the above. That's wonderful. So do you work with local humane societies then, like Haws in Wisconsin and,
yep.
you know, all
so,
over?
Yep, WHS, Haws, Elmbrook Humane Society, okay. Washington County, and then they're all members of AWARE.
Okay.
There is no cost to our membership. It is really, truly just a collaborative group that shares ideas, that resources, whatever it might be in the moment, because the humane animal or the environment just changes by the moment, you
absolutely.
Know, depending upon what's happening in the community. So it's kind of a fluid, moving organization, and AWARE is here to support the membership however we can.
Okay, so speaking of membership, do your members have like a specific interest or a demographic or geographic location in common?
Yes, our focus are the homeless or the animals within the state of Wisconsin that need help. So our rescues and shelters all have to have a relationship with either a local shelter or the community in pulling animals within the state of Wisconsin. So our focus is Wisconsin. The reason being is, for instance, in any one given calendar year, over 13,000-14,000 animals can go through animal control in Milwaukee County alone. Mm-hmm. So we have a lot to help. So that's what our focus is.
So the members specifically, the people that get involved, are obviously animal lovers,
correct.
Dog lovers, but you primarily focus on southeastern Wisconsin and have a reach in other areas of the state?
Our focus is the entire state of Wisconsin. The bulk of our membership right now is in southeast Wisconsin,
okay.
and we're looking to grow it out.
Okay. What about board of directors? If people are looking to get involved, and again, this is something that really resonates with them, major animal lovers, and they want to get involved on a board level, give us an idea of like who's on your board.
So our board makeup, because we affect animals of all sizes and shapes, we have leaders from rescue on our board. We have in all different, from horses to small animals, cats, dogs. We have people with shelter experience. We have people that have been in the industry for a very long time who bring just a depth of knowledge that, you know, things that the history that we can go back and look at and figure out what can we do to move forward. We're always looking for somebody such as, attorneys, financial folks, people that have reach in the community that could help grow our organization and bring a little depth of knowledge.
And that's why we're doing this show today.
Yeah, that's
because
right. Thank
you. We want you to get the word out about all the great things that you do. How do you fundraise? Obviously, that's a question that people who are looking to donate want to know more about,
sure.
right? They want to get more of an inside scoop on that whole topic of
right.
fundraising. So how do you fundraise?
We fundraise. We have two major fundraisers a year through our pet expos. One is in at Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Wisconsin Exposition Center. We've been doing it for it's 20 years now, so we're pretty excited about that. That's a one-day event. There's twofold. One is we want our gate is our fundraiser for AWARE. But the other piece of it is that we offer a platform for rescues and shelters who are Wisconsin focused to come together at one place and showcase their adoptables, to fundraise, to, you know, make connection with the community, to find those foster homes, the volunteers, just to give them another opportunity. We've drawn up to 14,000 people for a one-day event at State Fair. State Fair staff says that our parking rivals heavy days during state fair itself in August. So we're proud of that. We don't want people to sit in line, but we're excited that we draw those people. And we have some rescues that come to the show and they'll earn their entire budget for a year selling products and, you know, at the show. So it's quite impactful.
And you want people to know that it is a fundraiser in itself. Now, right. I've been there many times. I never knew it was a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning something here. You want people to understand that it is a fundraising opportunity for AWARE. But it is also a fundraising opportunity for those people that come to participate.
Exactly.
In it. Okay.
Yes. Good Dogs Go Home has a booth there. And in years past, we've brought up to 6 dogs at a time. And we shuffle them so that they're all spaced out well. And there's puppy play time. And there's a parade of adoptables. And hopefully we take our online applications and hopefully we place all the dogs that we've pulled from Milwaukee Domestic Animal Control just recently because there's been such a huge need. Yeah. So hopefully we place all of those dogs.
Yeah. So it's definitely worth your time.
100% it's worth my time.
Yeah. And when is it again, Beth?
February. It's always it's the beginning of the year. And if you check our website, it ebbs and flows depending on, but it's always within the first 2 months of the year.
Okay. All right. Very good. And I understand you have something going up in the LAX area as well. And
yes.
I'm not talking LAX airport. So
tell
us
LAX.
What Pet Expo LAX is all about.
Pet Expo LAX is in La Crosse at the Omni Center. We've launched that. It's in the fall time of the year. Because we are a statewide organization, we want to be able to broaden our reach to members, to pet lovers, and it's just a really cool event. So now we have 2 happening, and our vendors love it, our rescues and shelters love it, and we're excited to be there.
So it's the same exact thing as the Pet Expo Milwaukee. It's just
correct.
The only thing that's different is its location.
Correct.
And it's scaled down a little bit because it was a fantastic event. We brought 3 dogs up there, and we did place one from the event with a vendor from the show.
Nice.
So I'm excited to see her at MKE, but LAX was just a great event. And it's held at a hockey arena. So there was a snow pile for the dogs to play in, and I got some really great video. So LAX was just a fantastic time. And it was also paired with a cat show. So that cat show is pretty interesting to see as well. I'm not a huge cat person, but it was pretty cool to see the purebred cats at the show.
Yeah, if you're an animal lover, you can check it out. Check both those things out. Well, so when you talk about these being fundraising opportunities, how does AWARE use its proceeds then?
So our it's twofold. One is we offer programs to our members, our memberships, which are the rescues and shelters, and otherwise going back into the community for educational events. So education is a big piece of our mission. So how can we help rescues, shelters do better jobs? So we offer opportunities to them such as cancer care. We've done cancer care for pets. We've had an oncologist in to come and talk, you know, how do we work through those things in the rescue and shelter world because it's different. There's a great need. And like I had said, some of these things ebb and flow with time. Neonate kittens, big problem for foster homes. They're hard to deal with. So we're looking forward to doing a neonatal program for foster families so they know how to work with neonates. Compassion fatigue for shelter and rescue staff. Compassion fatigue since COVID has been pretty difficult. So offering, you know, opportunities for them to work with that. On the community side, really through the expos, we try to have focused areas where people can learn about different types of animals. So we have the small animal education station. My daughter would love a guinea pig, but what do we do with a guinea pig?
We had guinea pigs. It was interesting.
Yeah.
They live a long time.
Keep them apart.
Exactly. Exactly. But how do we, you know, what would we do if we had one in our house? So we have an area where people can go to learn about small animals. We have an area, dogs with jobs, learn what different jobs dogs, you know, have. We have Cat Alley where you can learn all about what is TNR, what, you know, how do we care, all the different types of breeds of cats. We have Wisconsin Wildlife Education, Exotic Bird Education, and we have the area's largest reptile interaction area in the state of Wisconsin at the MKE event. And it's put on by five different organizations, and there's just tons of information.
Okay. So a good way to sum up how you use your proceeds would be through education.
Through education. Yeah. Through grants to members and in specific situations. Okay. But that's where we put most of our money.
Okay. Well, I confess, I love animal-related nonprofits. I love having them on the show, especially when it's dogs, I must say. I love finding out about all the opportunities for volunteering in my area. And if you're like me and you love animals and you want to get involved somehow, stay tuned because Beth is going to share some ways, some other ways that you can get involved. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And I'm talking in our last segment today with Beth Enneking from AWARE and Leanne Pomeroy. So you talked a little bit about it, Beth, in the last segment when we asked, you know, how do you use your proceeds? And you talked about some different education programs that that you're involved in. Tell us about some other things that you're doing in terms of programs and events.
We've discovered, and there's a really big need in the state, one from the shelter and rescue side, which is transportation. We have lots of animals in the state that need to get places, and the honest truth is rescues and shelters have very limited resources sometimes to handle that. So AWARE has stepped in to help with transport situations. From the north of the state to the, you know, into the south, you can travel 6-8 hours in this state. And if there's one dog that's got to get somewhere, we need to try to help with that. So building a transportation program moving forward, we would love to partner with someone, resources, time, you know, funds to build a program that we could use statewide to connect the network of shelters and rescues in the state to help animals. That's a huge need. So that's one program we're working on. The other program that we're working through is working through helping nourish our rescues and shelters with volunteers, with foster opportunities to try to grow out some of their, expand upon their programs and give them a little more breadth of support. To push more shelters or fosters and volunteers back into those organizations. So how can we support and be supportive around that? So those are two things that we'd really like to look forward in doing. Of course, that takes time, money, and resource.
Right.
Just trying to figure out the best way to do that and be economical about it.
Okay. Well, and you talked a little bit about it, and that's the partnership and collaboration piece, how important that is, because not one nonprofit can do everything, right? You know, there's
right.
plenty of work that has to be done in our state and nationally. So partnerships are key. So, Leanne, you partner with AWARE.
Correct.
In many different ways. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Good Dogs Go Home is a Wisconsin-based rescue, and we only take Wisconsin dogs. We only place them in Wisconsin homes. So all the dogs are coming from Milwaukee Domestic Animal Control currently, but I have partnered with other AWARE members like Glass when they had a big shutdown of a puppy mill that they had overwhelming amounts of dogs. So I took 3 dogs from there, and then they were placed in one was placed in Sussex, one was placed in Random Lake. So we just kind of help each other out. And I would not have those resources without AWARE. And being on the board of AWARE is really great because then I get to, you know, partner with Hawes and listen to what they have to do and use more of their resources and their education and volunteering and things like that. So if they've got a big event coming up, I'll be there with them and they'll be there with me.
And that's really so key because, as I said, not one nonprofit can do it all, but you all have your niche, or you all have your focus, you all have your specialty, but really you're all serving the animals. And everybody can do that in some way. So that collaborative piece is really key. So if you're out there and you love animals and you're saying, there's some way that I can help, you know, reach out to AWARE, or, you know, reach out to Beth or reach out to Leanne with Good Dogs Go Home, you know, or if you know of somebody that can offer some assistance or help, reach out. Beth, where do you see AWARE in 3 to 5 years?
I see AWARE affecting more of the rescues and shelters in the state. I see our membership significantly grown. I see mature programs within the transportation, spay, neuter, vaccine assistance throughout the state, being able to offer larger grants for bigger projects within shelters and rescues. We're really focused on helping and supporting. So
primarily in the state.
In the state of Wisconsin.
I mean, we have enough to do here, right? It's not something you want to replicate or duplicate for other states. Okay. And then how can people and or organizations help? How do they reach you?
So they can reach us through the website. It's awarewisconsin.com. At the website, you can donate. We're always, you know, we're a nonprofit, always looking for funds. But we're also looking for collaboration and partnerships from business, from individuals, anybody who has a resource who would like to connect and help Wisconsin's homeless animal population.
Okay, wonderful. Well, it's that time. Time to end the interview. The time goes fast, but we do have to come to a close. I want to thank my guests today, Beth Enneking from AWARE, and Leanne Pomeroy and Susie Gummo from the Optimist Club, and Good Dogs Go Home. Thank you for participating in our interview today and sharing all the ways that you make a difference in our community. Thank you. If you'd like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to the Optimist Club or AWARE. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be great guest for the show, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 10 to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community to learn more about the ways people and organizations are making our community a great place. You can tune in to News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone via the iHeartRadio app. And I encourage you to visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows, or you can now listen on demand, which means Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or Apple Podcast. If you like the idea of being known as an optimist, and who doesn't want to be known as that, right? Look into being a part of the Optimist Club, or perhaps put together your own group of philanthropic-minded people who love to make a positive difference in some way in our community. Our guests have shared today many ways that you can make a difference and have a significant impact, whether that's by donating, volunteering, or advocating for their respective organization. Anything that anybody does, big or small, is always appreciated by many. You never know. By setting a goal of impacting others in some way, you more than likely will be impacted yourself in a big way. A philanthropic mindset has a way of doing that. So take the time to determine how you want to be a blessing and how you want to give a blessing. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.